There were three brothers in merry Scotland. Three brothers they were, all three. And they cast lots from one to the other to see who the robber would be. The lot, it fell to Andrew Baton, youngest of the three, that he would go robbing all on the salt sea to maintain his two brothers and he. And as he was sailing one cold winter's night, a light it did appear. A ship comes sailing far off and far off. Soon it comes sailing near. "Who art? Who art?" cried Captain Charles Stewart. "Who art? Come sailing nigh." "We are bold robbers from merry Scotland," cried Stewart, "please let us pass by." "No, oh no, that never shall be. No, that never shall be. Your ship and your cargo we'll soon take away. Salt water your body shall see." Well, the word has come to England's fair shore. King George, he wore the crown, that the rich merchant's cargo is taken away, and the crew and the captain are drowned. "Go build me a boat," cried Captain Charles Stewart. "Build it swift and sure. I'll take the command from Andrew Baton, or my own life I cannot endure." And as he was sailing one cold winter's night, a light it did appear. A ship comes sailing far off and far off. Soon it comes sailing near. "Who art? Who art?" cried Captain Charles Stewart. "Who art? Come sailing so nigh." "We are bold robbers from merry Scotland," cried Stewart. "You shall not pass by." "Come on, come on," cried Andrew Baton. "We fear you not one pin, for we're brass on the outside to make a great show, but we are all steel within." Broadside to broadside they soon came around. Cannons loud did roar, and Captain Charles Stewart took Andrew Baton, and they hanged him on England's own shore.